We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Koyach V'Harshoa, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Chof Aleph. We're up to the subparagraph that begins with the words V'zeh Bechinas Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis. We're at the end of a chapter that we've discussed quite a number of things in this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to add one or two pieces to close this topic. V'zeh b'chinas shuvi shuvi hashulamis, shuvi shuvi v'nechezeboch, matechezu bashulamis, kemecholas hamachanoim. Shepirish Rashi, this pasuk is from Shir HaShirim, towards the end of Shir HaShirim, and Rashi HaKodesh explains, sheha'akum meisisim es Yisroel, sheyitu achareim chas v'shalom. That this pasuk is referring to the other nations of the world, inviting the Jews to join them, to leave Hashem, leave our faith in Hashem, and come join their faith in idols and things like that. Meshivim Yisroel, and the Jews respond to this offer, Ma techezu bashulamis kemecholas hamachanoim. What can you offer me? What are you going to show us? What are you going to offer us that's going to compete in any way with what we have today? Shehem digle hamidbor. The Mecholas HaMachanoim refers to how the Jews traveled in the desert with their individual flags. This happens to be this past week's Parsha, Parshas Nosoi, where we discuss this in detail. Ayin Shom, look over there in Rashi and Shir HaShirim. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki Yisroel hoyu mahalchen barbo degolim, shehem b'chinas arba machanois hashchina. When the Jews traveled in the desert, they traveled under four flags, three tribes and groupings of three tribes, which correspond to the four groupings of the Shekhinah. This is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Dalet Machanois HaShekhinah, corresponding to the Kisei HaKovod, the throne of Hashem, which has four legs to it. It's brought that Eliezer, the servant of Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu saw the battle between the four kings and the five kings at first, and the four kings defeated the five kings, and then those four kings captured his nephew, Loit, from whom Moshiach was destined to come. From Loit would come Moab, from Moab would come Rus, from Rus would come the Dovra Melech and Moshiach. So when Avram Avinu saw this, he decided can't allow his nephew to be captured. Who knows, they might kill him and kill any chance for the Moshiach Hashem, for Dovra Melech. So Avram Avinu went out to do battle against these four kings who had just defeated five kings, so they were pretty serious. How's he going to battle? He took his servant Eliezer with him. And it's brought that Eliezer represented, in that situation, represented the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem. It's brought that the word Eliezer has the letter Aleph. It's Begematria 318, which means that one opinion is that he took an army of 318 people with him. Another opinion is that was just Eliezer, and the word Eliezer, the Aleph, we know Aleph in Hebrew is one, and Aleph is 1,000. The Aleph is, so it's 1 plus 317. It's 1,317, which is the gematria of the four symbols of the Shekhinah. We know that on the throne of Hashem, there's the image of a lion, an eagle, Aryeh, Shoer, Nesher, and Odom. A lion, who's the most powerful of the non-domesticated animals. The Shoer, the ox, which is the most powerful domesticated animal. The eagle, which is king of the birds, and Adam, man, which is the highest level of creation. These four, Aryeh, Shoer, Nesher, Adam, are Begimatria 1,317. And this was symbolically what Avram Avinu was taking with him, Eliezer. He was taking with him the power of the Shekhinah. And it's brought that Eliezer is called in the Torah, Damesek Eliezer, the Eliezer from Damascus. The word Damesek makes up the first letters of Dalid, Machanois, Shekhinah, Kadisha, the four camps of the Holy Shekhinah. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, when the Jews traveled in the desert under these four flags, this represented that they were traveling with Hashem. Shezehu b'chinas mishpatanal. And this is tied into what we spoke about earlier, the mishpat, shehu b'chinas ribua, which is represented by a square, b'chinas ribua hoyokoful, as the choshen mishpat, the breastplate which the Kohen Gadol wore in the Beis HaMikdash, which helped in the decision-making mishpat, was square. The Torah defines it as square. Ubozeh hakoyach hoyuhergin kol hanechoshim voakrabim v'chol asoinim v'chol haklipois v'sitronach ronin she'omdu kenegdom bamidbor. And with this power of the Holy Shekhinah traveling with them, the fact that the Jews had this mishpat of Kedusha, this gave them the ability to conquer and to overcome the snakes and scorpions and all their enemies and all those that represented the other side that stood up, that opposed them during those years that they spent in the desert. As the Torah says clearly, Hamoilichacho bamidbar hagodol hazeh, Hashem who led you through this great wilderness, Nochosh, Sorof, V'akrov, Etzimoin, where you encountered all different types of tsaras, suffering, the snake, the scorpion, and thirst. Shehem bechinas arba klipois she'omdu kenegdom kamuva. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that these four terms, Nochosh, Sorof, Akrov, and Tzimoin, represent four different forces of Tuma that stood up to oppose the Jews. The Israel chorgu v'hichniu oisom aydei b'chinas hamishpotanal. And the Jews were successful in defeating them and overcoming them through mishpot, which we discussed earlier, that mishpot means a person always auditing themselves, always being accountable to themselves, making a cheshbon hanefesh on a daily basis to see, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I moving forward? Am I achieving my goals? Am I not achieving my goals? Shemevayer hora kanal. This mishpat has the ability to destroy any evil. The pasuk says, ki bo'esh Hashem nishpat. Mishpat is a fire that eliminates evil. Shehu b'chinas ribua. And that's also referred to by this symbol of a square. Bechinas arbo de golem kanal, as when the Jews travel in the desert under these four flags surrounding the Mishkan on all four sides. V'alkein, and therefore, kishehora, when the forces of evil, shehem ho'akum, which are represented by the nations of the world, may sisen es Yisroel lintoy sachreim chas v'shon, when they try to seduce the Jewish nation, to say, come with us, assimilate, you don't need this Judaism stuff, come join us. Hey, meshivim, the Jews respond to them, matechezu bashulamis kimecholas hamachanoim, shehem arbo digle hamidbor. This represents the greatness that the Jews experienced when they were traveling in the desert in these four flags. Kalidei arbo de golem, bechinas ribua, bechinas mishpot, because through these four flags, which represent this square, the mishpat, this helps us eliminate all evil, to the point where the evil cannot attach itself to the hearts of the Jewish people, to cause us to sway, to turn away from Hashem. And this is why the Jewish people respond, the non-Jews say, Shuvi, Shuvi, v'nechezebach. Come with us, let us look at you, we'll see you. Upirush Rashi, this word, v'necheze, is a term that was used when Yisroi wanted to convince Moshe Rabbeinu to set up the leadership, the government of the Jewish people, leaders of hundreds, leaders of thousands. The parsha there begins with the words, Unemane minoch memunim v'shoiftim. Rashi says the non-Jews say to the Jews, come join us and we'll appoint from you leaders, we'll put you in leadership positions, we'll make you judges. Kamo Shekosov, as it says in the Torah, V'ato secheze mikol ha'om anshei chayil yirei Elokim, when Yisro was explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu that it was impossible for Moshe Rabbeinu to handle the leadership of the Jewish people alone, single-handedly, he should set up a hierarchy. So he used that word secheseh. So the non-Jews say to the Jewish people, shuvi, shuvi, come with us, v'necheseh boch, and we'll appoint leaders, we'll appoint you as leaders among us. Hainu shehoakum roitzim lekalkel v'lifkoim chas v'shalom mishpot dikdusha shel Yisrael al yidei mishpot shalohem. This means that the non-Jews want to try to break and destroy the leadership, the mishpat, those who are in charge of Klal Yisrael, those who conduct, the judges, the leaders, and through their mishpat, through the mishpat, by strengthening their leadership. Aval Yisrael meshivim. However, the Jews respond to them and they say, shehamishpat shelonu chozok v'takif, that our mishpat is solid, al yidei koyach ha'arbo degolim, through the power of these four groupings, these four flags, Shehem Bechinas Ribua, which represent this square, which represents the Choshen Mishpat of the Kohen Godel, which guided and directed the Jewish people, Bechinas Mishpat Digdusha, which represents the holy aspect of Mishpat, which opposes the Mishpat of the other side. The Alkein. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back for a moment to something that we mentioned in the previous year, where the Torah tells us that when Yosef HaTzadik was undergoing the test with Potiphar's wife, and she was applying more and more pressure on him to commit a sin with her, the Torah tells us that at one point, when he was almost about to falter, the image of his father, Yaakov Avinu, appeared to him, Demus Diuknoi Shel Yaakov, and said to him, do you want that all your brothers' names should be on the Choshen Mishpat that the Kohen Gadol will wear, and your name will be absent just because you committed a sin? V'alkein demus diyuknoi shel Yaakov nizdamna lo liyosef, v'omar lo, and said to him, asidin achecho sheyikosfu al Choshen Mishpat. Your brothers are all going to have their names inscribed on this holy breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wears, which is called the Choshen Mishpat. Why did Yaakov Avinu say that? Ki Yaakov hu biatzmoi bechinas mishpat. Because Yaakov Avinu represents mishpat. As we learned earlier, the pasuk mishpat utzedoko beYaakov. And Yaakov Avinu mishpat is the combination of right and left, chesed and gevura. We know that Avram Avinu represents chesed, Yitzchok is gevura, Yaakov Avinu is in the middle. He's the combination of Avraham and Yitzchok. He's referred to as Mishpat, which is a combination of right and left. We know the judges, when they listen to a case, they're supposed to hear both sides. They're supposed to try to do whatever they can to see to it that the person, it says, v'shoftu ho'eda, v'hitzilu ho'eda, that the judges will judge and rescue, meaning they'll apply gevura, judgment, and also they'll try to look for any innocence in the person, to try to find them not guilty.